This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 8th. Memories of God's goodness.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb when he said to me, "Assemble the people before me to hear my words, so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land, and may teach them to their children." You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain while it blazed with fire to the very heavens, with black clouds and deep darkness. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice. He declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to follow, and then wrote them on two stone tablets. And the Lord directed me at that time to teach you the decrees and laws you are to follow in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
Many of us have beautiful memories and stories of our parents, siblings, pastors, teachers, or neighbors showing their love and care for us, and we will never forget what they have done for us. Many of us also share these stories with our children, friends, coworkers, and others. These stories will always be part of our personal history. Similarly, as believers in God, we remember stories of God's deliverance, grace, protection, and greatness shown to us. Memories of our spiritual formation and personal blessings give us encouragement and strength. We would not be who we are without God and what He has done in our lives. And when we remember and tell our stories, God receives the glory. Our faith is strengthened and renewed. When we tell others, especially the next generations, we share with them our love for and dependence on the Lord. We can find many ways to remember. Some of us may use daily or weekly journaling, daily times of reflection with prayer, pictures, artwork, and music that remind us of significant times and places where we have encountered God in our lives. Some families and churches also designate times to tell stories about the Spirit's work in their lives. What are some ways you remember God's goodness? Pray with me. Almighty God, your goodness is too good to forget. By your Spirit, lead me to tell of your faithfulness and love to all generations. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.